I'd asked the teachers to send up the volunteers I spoke to before Mass. As they're making their way down here, I'd like to introduce you to a special visitor we have. This is my friend David Hust, who we actually pray for every single week. Did you guys know that? Y'all pay attention? We pray for him every single week at Mass because David is where? He's in the seminary and he's studying to be a priest. Now, David has the good fortune of being off this week on spring break. So he's taking a break from all of his important studies at the seminary. But I thought that I would give him a homework assignment today and help out with the homily. Are you guys okay with that? So let's explain to David what the backpack's about. Well, why does Father TJ bring a backpack to Mass? Yes, sir.
Show an example of what he's talking about in the readings in the Gospel.
Okay, so I use the backpack to help illustrate a tangible thing that we can touch, that we can see, so that we can understand what's going on in the Gospels and the readings, right? Okay, so I told David about that, and he's got his own backpack. But it's a little bit different than Father TJ's backpack, you notice? Right? So, let's reflect on what we heard in the Gospel today. Let's say that one of you wants a loaf of bread. You have a choice. You wanna check in David's backpack, or you wanna check Father TJ's backpack for a loaf of bread? You wanna check Father TJ's backpack for a loaf of bread. All right, well, let's see what's in there. So you come to Father TJ, go ahead and reach in here. What's in there? What is that?
Loaf of bread?
It's a loaf of bread. I wouldn't recommend eating that because it's not real bread. But it looks like a cool loaf of bread, right? So what do you think would happen if you went to David to ask him for a loaf of bread? Why don't you check and see? Well, reach here in this pocket. What do you think's in David's backpack? Oh, what's that? It's a rock. Look how disappointed he was. He was like, dude, it's a rock. I get picked to come up and pick out of the backpack and I get a rock? Why a rock? Where did we hear about the rock? Where was that an example of today? Where was that? Yes, ma'am. Right, it's in the Gospel message today, right? And Jesus says, look, does any of you who are a parent, when your kid asks you for a loaf of bread, how many of you give him a rock? How many of you get it? How many times do you ask your mom or dad, hey, can I have a snack? Can I have a piece of bread? And they put a rock on your breakfast plate. How many times does that happen? You raise your hand? Really? Your parents said, here you go, here's a rock. Enjoy that. Hope that digests well. No, your parents don't do that to you. So maybe David, he still needs some practice on this, right? Maybe. What about the next one? What else? What else was asked for? Why don't you ask for a fish? Who do you want to ask for a fish? You want to ask for Father TJ's bag. All right, let's see what Father TJ has in his bag when it comes for a fish. Ooh. Oh, not only is it a fish, it's a big old fish. What kind of fish? It's a whale. Like a SeaWorld souvenir. Dude, you could get a lot of meals out of that fish, right? I don't know, maybe it doesn't taste that good. I don't know, I've never had whale. But anyway, so there's a fish for you. So what happens in the Gospel when we ask for a fish and we check the other bag? What do you think happens? What's in there? Do you guys remember? Remember what, you know what she's gonna pull out of there? What, another rock. Is it a rock? It's okay, it's not real, it's not alive. It is real, but it's not alive. What is it? A snake. You ever had snake? David has. It's good?
Yeah.
It's good. But wait, a snake, man, they're scary. Man, ow. Is that what happens? Does God do that to us? Does he give us snakes when we ask for fish? How about here's another one. Here's one more just for practice. Let's say you ask for money. Who do you want to ask for money? You want to ask Father TJ's bag? Or you want to ask David's bag? You want to check? Okay, well, let's see what kind of money Father TJ has in his bag. What is that? Ooh, those are crisp dollar bills. These are awesome. When you put them in the vending machine, you'll get out whatever it is you put in there. Sometimes you put those dollar bills and it's like, meep, meep, and it rejects it because it's all crinkly and wrinkled up. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what happens if you go to the other bag? What do you think happens? Check this pocket. Whoa, what's that?
Shredded money.
Look how excited you are. You know there's $80 in here?
Well, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Do you think you can spend that? You think if you take that to Jack in the Box and you say, I would like 160 tacos for $1 each, you think you could actually cash that in?
No.
No, because?
shredded.
It's shredded. It's not any good. It actually was destroyed by the U.S. government because they didn't want people to continue to use that. Pretty cool, though, huh? So what would you rather have? Would you rather have nice, crisp dollar bills you can place in the vending machine? Whoop, whoop. Or would you rather have shredded up money that's good for nothing except for a homily prop? What would you rather have? Yeah, you'd rather have that one, right? So what does this tell us about prayer, guys? The whole reason that this gospel exists is to tell us about prayer. It says that when we come to God and we say, God, I really need something, will God treat us like the apprentice backpack? Will he do that to us? No, no, he won't. Why? Because how does he feel about us? He loves us. He loves us so much that he's going to give us what's best for us. Now, here's an interesting reflection on this idea of prayer, is that sometimes we do feel like we deserve certain things. Like we believe that if we say, God, I want to win the lottery and I want to be a millionaire, we believe that if God does not answer our prayers, he's not listening to us. Is that how we feel sometimes? Have you ever done that where you're like, please God, for my birthday, I would like a brand new car that will sit in my driveway until I'm old enough to drive it. I don't know if you've ever made that prayer. No, some of you have. Some of you have maybe. But that prayer is not answered. Why? Because there's a difference. There's a difference between what we want and what we need. What does God give us? He gives us what we need. He gives us what we need, not what we want. Sometimes the things that we want are not what God wants for us. And so this opportunity to reflect on the meaning of prayer helps us understand that God knows what's best for us. Just like God won't give us a snake when we ask for a fish. God won't give us a rock when we ask for a loaf of bread. God won't give us a whole bunch of shredded up money instead of like real money that we could spend. Because God knows what we need. My friends, we cannot stop praying. And if we sometimes come to God and say, Lord, I'd really like this. I really would like if whatever. And it doesn't happen. That's not a reason for us to stop praying. We need to keep praying. We need to be on our knees. We need to ask God to continue to be a part of our lives. Because sometimes we don't always get what we want. God will give us what we need. So when we come to him in prayer, we ask, say, God, help me to understand the difference between my wants and my needs so that I can follow you, follow your will, follow your example. Does that make sense? So the next time you ask God for something, maybe what God is asking you to do is to think about, is that something you want or is it something that you need? Because I guarantee the things that we need, God will provide for us. As we continue today celebrating Eucharist, we bring our needs to our God. All of the things that are on our heart, all of the things that we need in our lives, we bring them to him because we trust in his love. We trust that he will answer us. We trust that he will be a part of our lives. Thank you guys all very much for your help.